Israel is not a European country and it's not an American state. We are in the Middle East and we are surrounded with countries who wants to destroy us.
After high school, it is required that both men and women do the military service.
For Americans, you have like college. For us, we have the army.
What made you realize you wanted to be an actor?
I just started to imitate our commanders to the girls in the room. Just to like give escapism and to forget about the fact that you're wearing uniforms and it's weird.
How do you feel Kiss FM speaks to audiences beyond Israel? What message do you hope international viewers can take out of this experience?
That's a great question.
Watching what's been going on since October 7th, and especially when you're talking about what a kibbutz is, to have those be the people that were affected in such a way is just so shocking and sad.
The majority of them are peace activists. I feel like people are seeing like, oh, it's Palestine versus Israel. So not that. We're not fighting them. We're not fighting Palestinians.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Today, we have a very special and deeply meaningful episode with the incredibly talented Israeli actress, Swell Ariel. Swell joins us to discuss her powerful film on Netflix called Kisufem, a story that explores profound human connections, resilience, and the complex emotions tied to love and loss. But this conversation is about more than just film. Kisufem was shot in a region that has since been utterly devastated by the tragic events. The landscapes that brought this poignant story to life are now unrecognizable, a heartbreaking reminder of the fragile beauty and pain in the world around us. Today, we'll reflect on the film's deeper themes, the impact of its setting, and how these recent events have added even more weight and meaning to Swell's work. It's a somber but essential conversation, one that I hope leaves you reflecting as much as it inspires. Please join me in welcoming Swell Ariel. Well, thank you so much for joining me on Misunderstood. How are you this morning?
I'm good. A bit tired because I'm in LA and it's early.
Yeah. Well, you look beautiful and I'm very happy to have you here. I started watching Kisufem last night and I loved it. I thought, first of all, I think you're an amazing actress. And I have not seen The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem yet. So I'm going to need to, but I want to get into all of that. But first of all, I want to talk to you about what drew you to this project.
What drew me to Kisufem is the fact I love period pieces. I think that films has the power to make history a little bit more accessible to younger generations and to people all over the world. It's a great tool to be able to tell about the past and what we've been through. And it's a beautiful period of time, the 70s. And I also really like the fact that it's an ensemble film. Like it's a group of people. It's a coming of age film that you have so many different characters that you can connect with, and they represent a lot of different people in the world, and working with an ensemble of actors, it was something that really, really drew me.
Had you worked with any of these actors before?
One of them was the commander, the older one. He was my boyfriend in The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem. And it was really, really funny to have a different dynamic with him.
Right. Oh, my God. I can imagine. So the film takes place in 1977. Can you explain to people that are listening that might not have heard about the film yet, just give a little bit of background about what it is about?
It's about a group of 20-year-old kids, I don't know, people in between, adults, I don't know what to say, that they're trying to navigate growing up and figuring out who they are in a country that is complicated.
Right.
During a very, very important time in the history of the country, which is the peace agreement with Egypt. Mm-hmm. And you can see how they all react to that and how it affects on them.
And this group is just finishing their military
service.
Yeah. Can you explain? Because I think a lot of Americans don't really get this. Yeah. So is it after high school that it is required that both men and women do the military service, and for how long?
It's mandatory. Okay. And you know that, you know, you're about to do that since you're like five. It's very mm-hmm. much, you know, it's like for Americans, you have like college, right? Mm-hmm. Right after you finish high school. For us, we have the army. And in the 70s, the last part of your service is to volunteer in a kibbutz. And a kibbutz is a socialist place. Everyone is working their land. You grow your own food. Everyone's taking care of everyone's children's, for example. It's a very socialist community. Mm. And you volunteer to maintain it.
And are you assigned to a certain kibbutz, and everybody's assigned to different ones, and you don't know where you're going to go, or how does that work?
You don't know. It's random, but mm-hmm. there are some, because for example, in Kisufim, this group, they know each other since childhood. So they were in different places in the army, but at the end of their service, they knew that the government knew that they are friends and they are a group, so they took them together because it's a very socialist community, and they want to bring the life of like tribeness, family kind of thing.
Right. Where did you grow up, incidentally?
I grew up in Tel Aviv. I'm a city girl.
Oh wow. So but yeah. did you go into the army?
I did.
So explain that to me, though. Does that mean, because I think for Americans, we would think that means you have to like literally go to war. Is it just about learning the practices of what it's like to be in the army, or if something really happens, you guys are fighting?
So in the army, not everyone's a combat soldier.
Okay.
You have a lot of other roles. You have logistics, you have intelligence, you have the army band and
So like our military as well, but ours is voluntary, not mandatory. and are you assigned to something, or you get to pick what you want to do?
I think that you can pick, you like in between of a few things. They give you a few options based on like tests and psychological tests and background of what were your majors and what did you do, you know, stuff like that.
Is it a time you guys fear, or is it a time you look forward to?
I think everyone is different. It's just something that you know you have to do.
Right. And it's 2 years long.
It's 2 years for girls. For guys, it's three.
Wow. And then some people choose to stay and some people go about their lives, or how does that work?
Yeah, there are people who, like in the US, like they choose to have like a military career.
Yeah, right. Okay. And so how was the experience for you personally?
It was interesting. Definitely like in college, when it's the first time that you're so far away from home and you get to meet people from all over the country. Mm-hmm. That's the social experience in the army. And that was incredible to meet people from different kibbutzim and different suburbs and different cities in Israel. It was really, really interesting. And I think that for me in the army, I realized I wanted to be an actress. So I'm happy I went through that.
Oh, that's amazing. What made you realize you wanted to be an actress?
I mean, there were days that it was really difficult, the system, and you know, you're 18, you're so young. And I just started to imitate our commanders to the girls in the room, just to like give escapism and to, you know, forget about the fact that you're wearing uniforms and it's weird. Mm-hmm. And I realized that for 15, 20 minutes, we all forgot about our world, our problems, and we just had fun. And that feeling of being able to give people escapism and myself and I don't know, pure joy. It's something that really draw me.
Right. Okay. So again, this is a really ignorant question, but bear with me a second. So Kisufim is the name of a kibbutz. It's not the name of a city or anything, correct?
No, it's the name of a kibbutz and the meaning is longing.
In Hebrew. Okay. So you filmed on this territory, whatever you call it, on this kibbutz for the film. And now, since you know it is gone, can you explain what that is like for you, knowing you spent so much time there, got familiar with it, and now it's been destroyed?
It's really sad because, you know, you've seen a little bit of it, and it's so beautiful. It's such a magical place, and a lot of the people from the kibbutz worked on the film as extras or part of the production. And some of them are gone. And the houses that we shot in, or the dining room, were locations that we literally spent so much time there. We went back before the film came out. And it's ruined and it's quiet. And it looks like a cemetery.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because I got to experience the beauty of this place in its highest perfectionist like way. And now it's really, really sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I finally discovered my sleep superhero with Dreamies. These gummies are like a cozy hug for my body and mind, getting me ready for a night of rejuvenation. Seriously, I wake up feeling like I can conquer the world. I've had a really hard time with my sleep cycles for years. I've tried prescription drugs. I've tried the melatonin and the things over the counter. Nothing really works for me. So the mix in Dreamies of melatonin and ashwagandha is a game changer for my racing thoughts. It's like hitting the off switch for my brain. And let's not forget magnesium. It's my go-to for easing those perky tensions after a long day of juggling work, family, and life. I love how Dreamies helps keep my melatonin levels in check. As I navigate this busy phase of life, it's comforting to know I have a little helper looking out for my well-being. Plus, I've noticed that catching enough Z's makes a big difference for my weight management. When I'm well-rested, I'm way more likely to choose that salad over the cookie, most of the time at least. Go to holisticgoddess.com and check out Dreamies. Get 15% off by using code UNDERSTOOD. Again, that's holisticgoddess.com with code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off. Hey, Misunderstood listeners, this episode is brought to you by Lola V. Yes, the award-winning hair care line founded by none other than Jennifer Aniston herself. With the holiday season upon us, it's the perfect time to embrace the joy of giving. And let's be honest, what could be better than the gift of gorgeous, healthy hair? Jen created Lola V because she, like so many of us, was tired of choosing between hair care products that actually worked and ones that were good for us. So she set out to create the ultimate clean, plant-powered hair care line. Whether your hair is curly, straight, fine, or thick, Lola V has something for everyone. The secret sauce? Their B Pro 3 Bond technology, derived from chia seeds. It's clinically proven to repair, protect, and prevent signs of damage and aging in your hair. It doesn't just mask the problem, it combats dry and breakage at the source, giving you visibly stronger, healthier hair. Now, let me tell you about my experience. I've been using the Ultimate Care Kit, and it's been a game changer for my hair. The restorative shampoo and conditioner made my hair feel softer and healthier after just one wash. And the glossing detangler, wow, it is my go-to for battling frizz, protecting my hair from heat styling, and adding that salon-worthy shine. If you're looking for the perfect gift this season, definitely check out that Ultimate Care Gift. So this holiday season, unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. As a listener of this show, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use the code Rachel15 at checkout. That's lolave.com with promo code Rachel15. Aging is a fact of life, but let's be honest, who says we can't age better? It's time to take control of your well-being with Renew Youth. I've been so impressed by their personalized approach to health and longevity. They're not just about fixing one issue. They're about truly improving the way you feel every day. Renew Youth has been a trusted leader in hormone therapy and longevity medicine for over 25 years. What makes them stand out is their commitment to you. There's no one-size-fits-all here. They offer personalized treatments designed specifically for your needs, whether you're looking into testosterone replacement and estrogen control for men or hormone balancing for women with estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone therapies. But it doesn't stop there. Renew Youth goes beyond hormone therapy. They also provide solutions for healthy aging, improving sexual function, weight loss, nutrition, and more. And the best part, all their treatments are physician supervised, so you know they're safe and effective. To top it off, Renew Youth is dedicated to building long-term relationships. Fun fact, their very first client from 1999 is still with them today. That's how much people trust them. Ready to find your own personalized solution to aging better? Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Right now, you can save 50% on your initial lab testing, but you'll need to act fast because this is only available at my special URL, renewyouth.com/misunderstood. Take the first step to a better you and sign up for a free consultation today. That's renewyouth.com/misunderstood and start feeling your best. Support Renew Youth means supporting this podcast. I'm so excited for you to see what they can do for you. Let's age better together. How do you feel Kiss FM speaks to audiences beyond Israel? Like, what message do you hope international viewers can take out of this experience? Watching it, I mean.
That's a great question. A really, really good question. And I'm really happy you're asking it because the film, for me, I really want the widest spectrum of people to watch it, because I do think that the film is very accessible. Mm-hmm. It's not a war film. It's a coming of age, beautiful film that happens to be in a kibbutz in Israel. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people who don't have enough knowledge about that time period and about the history, and I want them to take a few things. The first one is, I think that October 7th, and since it's the first time the kibbutzim was part of like the news and like headlines. And there are some people still who don't know what a kibbutz is, who thinks that it's like right wing illegal settlement in the West Bank. And no, it's a community of peace. It's people who just want to work their land and to build their community, and they are the most peaceful people. They are in the front line of peace. And you can see that in the film. You can see the complexity, but you can see that they all just want to live their lives peacefully.
Right. Yeah. And as an outsider, you know, obviously watching what's been going on since October 7th, it has just, it, one of the biggest tragedies is, and especially when you're talking about what a kibbutz is, to have those be the people that were, some of the people that were affected in such a way, is just so shocking and sad. I mean, it just really tears your heart out for people who peace is what they're trying to live, right? And that makes me very
sad. Yeah, and the majority of them are peace activists, not just like trying to live. It's really, really hard, whether is it to bring people who needs treatment from Gaza inside, they were like helping that, or whether is it to do mutual conferences with Arab Israelis or with Palestinians. And it just shows you the cruelty of what happened on that day, and that they didn't have any selection. It's just terror. I mean, and the second thing I want people to take from this film is that with all the complexity of being an Israeli, you have themes that are so international. I feel like sometimes it's really easy to dehumanize us. And when you see the film, you see that the characters, like under all the layers of like politics and complexity and Middle East, one of them is just super jealous because his girlfriend is flirting with another person. One of them just wants to like travel the world and see the world because it's bigger than what she knows. One of them is running away from her home in Germany because her mom is crazy and she wants to learn the socialist movement. One of them is, they fight, they love, they fall in love, they have sex.
Right. So the point is we're all very similar. We all, underneath everything, are a similar type of person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a really good message. I know you've mentioned wanting to use your platform to raise awareness about the situation in Israel in general. And I know we're just talking about it, but what do you think are some other important things international audiences need to understand about what's going on? I mean, I think there are so many Americans that have taken a side one way or the other, and they may not really be educated on what that side is, but they feel that it is important to take a stand for something. In your opinion, someone who's been there, who's lived this life, you know, that's really involved in it, I'm just curious if you have a message or something that you want to convey.
I have a lot, but I think that the first one is, if you have the opportunity financially, time-wise, just go there before you say anything, and go there and go to Israel and then to Lebanon and then to Egypt, like travel the Middle East for a bit, you know, before, see it for your own eyes. Because there's, for example, the biggest thing that hurts me is that the rights of Arabs in Israel, that people say that they have different rights or no rights at all, and they compare it to like the slavery and black fight, and just go there and see for yourself, ask people, talk to the people. And another thing is, I feel like people don't understand that we're not in, Israel is not a European country, and it's not an American state. We are in the Middle East, and we are surrounded with countries who want to destroy us. Like, for me, the Arab world is like half-half. You have the more progressed one, that the more Western one, who sees the beneficial, the benefits in like at least economical relationship with the West. They want their people to be wealthy and educated, and they cherish life. And under that, it's like Egypt, Jordan, you know, Saudi or Emirates. And then you have the other half, which is very extreme religious and driven by hate and power, which is the Iranian regime or Hezbollah and all the terrorist organizations. And they're ruining the Middle East, that can be like the potential of the Middle East in terms of like tourism and economics and everything. And I want people to see that for what it is, because the picture is bigger. It's not, I feel like people are seeing like, oh, it's Palestine versus Israel. So not that. We're not fighting them. We're not fighting Palestinians.
Right. That's really interesting. Do you think the media is doing a good job covering this in an accurate way?
Define media.
Well, I mean, what Americans are watching, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, that kind of media, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you know, what people, where people are getting their news from. Listen, I guess there's different ways to look at it. People are getting stuff from social media. They're getting it from clips on TikTok and Instagram. But then, you know, the sources, the journalists are writing it a certain way as well.
I think that every time I see an article or a tweet about the Middle East from a big news company, I try to check the journalist itself and to see if they've been there in the Middle East, like once, and they're like, are they talking from, are they there and then giving reports, or it's just that they're hearing something that is one-sided and then throwing it on the paper.
Right.
And that's a little bit irresponsible in my opinion, because I feel like they don't understand the power that's in their hands. And if they do, that scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. What has been the most surprising or rewarding reaction you've received from viewers of this film?
A lot of people who fell in love with a kibbutz and didn't know what it is before and how beautiful it is. And a lot of people who told me that it made them think about their kids or grandkids and how lucky they are to have them. And how lucky they are that they live in a more peaceful, easier environment. And or a lot of people told me it made them think about themselves, because we had in Israel, we had volunteers from all over the world in the 70s and the 60s. We had volunteers from Brazil, Germany, Argentina, and people are reaching out, non-Jewish people, and they're sharing their own story about volunteering in a kibbutz, and they feel like someone represented their story.
Right. You have been filming The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem. You're going on your third year of doing that, correct?
Amen. I mean, it's kind of complicated with the war right now.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
Yeah. So just give a little background on that too, for people that are not familiar with it. It's on Netflix. Why should people be watching that?
Again, it shows you a beautiful period of time. It's about the 30s and the 40s in Jerusalem before the establishment of Israel. And it's about a Sephardic Jewish family and their relationship through three generations, and their relationship with the British Mandate and the Ottoman Empire and the Arabs in Jerusalem. And you can see what it was like back then. And it's incredible.
Right. What's next for you? What are you working on right now?
I'm working on a show that tells the story of two girls from October 7th from the Nova Festival who hid in the porta potties for 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And where is that going to be coming out and when?
I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm really excited to see you in that. I completely appreciate you. I want everyone to take a minute, make sure they get on Netflix. Not only should they check out The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem, but definitely check out Kisufim. It's been an honor to meet you, Swell. Thank you so much for joining us.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.